It's wonderful to be with you all. As you heard earlier, I am Brent Williams, the pastor at Colonial Presbyterian Church for the last 20 years. God bless them. And some of you, because we've worked together for at least 19, if not 20 years, some of you know me, and I appreciate you showing up anyway today, because we're doing something new. There's a lot of new things going on with you all. And here's the beauty. We have a God that's a God of new beginnings. Amen?
Amen.
We have a God that's always doing new things, and you're part of that. And today I thank you because I get to be part of that. We're doing something new with our sermon series, Holy Habits. It's a sermon series we'll be sharing with you, and also a pulpit exchange. So what we're wanting to do is give you an opportunity this summer to bask in the Son of God and to hear the voice of other ministers so that you can appreciate your ministers even more. Stephen, Melissa here. Is Stephen Harris here too?
I'm there.
Stephen, I couldn't see you, sorry. So as we start these new things, I'm going to ask you to start at the beginning. Right? Good place to start? But I'm talking about the very beginning. We're going to go back to in the beginning. When God created the heavens, the moon, and the stars, and the sun, and the earth, the land, and the waters, and the plants, and the animals, and then us. And God looked at all of that and said, what? It is
good.
It is good. And then, after 6 days of all of that work, on the seventh day, God... So you know that story. But there's a big difference between knowing here, right, and here. It's a big difference. But what I hope you're hearing in that story that you've been told since you first started going to kindergarten, it tells us what a wonderful God that we have. A God that's created a world filled with the variety of nature. Anybody remember only black and white TV?
Oh, yes.
Anybody remember what it was like to see in color? God gave us this variety, this beauty of nature to enjoy. And then God created us in God's image so that we too could connect with one another and we could create like God does and we could be fulfilled. And then there, in the midst of the love of creation, in the midst of this mind-blowing activity, God steps back and rests and commands us to do the same, to be godlike. We're told, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. In it you shall do no work. In the very fabric, in the very rhythm of the created order, God commands rest. A Sabbath. A holy time you're offered to relax and recharge and reflect. So in the very beginning, when we are created in love, we're given that blessing of God commanding, and I want to use that word again and again, and again, commanding, because God knows we don't take hints well. Ladies, you ever try to give hints to your husband? How well does that work? God doesn't play that game. No hints. You are commanded. Rest. God then invites us to just unload our schedules and let God be God. And then places us in the midst of this beauty. Says, take the time to appreciate it. Take the time to catch your breath. Take the time to remember that life is good. And how do we know that? God said so. It's a gift. And doesn't it sound wonderful? At least on paper, doesn't it sound wonderful? Do I hear any amen? All right, so three of you and me. I could use a little rest, and I only work 1 hour one day a week. But I know we live in a world that works hard and that plays hard. That's what's expected of us. That's what we do to our children too, right? We fill our schedules, we fill their schedules, because life is short. You've got to live it at full speed, and we don't want to miss anything. Anybody have a full list? Are you list people? I'm a list person. Anybody else list people? Do you ever finish your list? Was your list from this week finished? No, there always seems to be more to do, and we don't want to miss anything, so we push, and it makes it harder and harder and harder. And what we're finding is, in trying to do it all, we get out of the rhythm God created, and we lose the joy of life that God intended for us. We run so hard. We fill our schedules to overflowing. Anybody here ever feel like, I need a weekend to recover from my weekend? Maybe. I need a vacation to recover from my vacation? Yeah. Have you been there? We are like two-year-olds at nap time. Our holy parent is saying, it's time to rest. For your benefit and for everybody's benefit. And yet we cry and we kick and we scream to do anything but. I run into folks these days, including myself, and who just feel, we came out of COVID when we couldn't do a lot of things, and we came out of COVID and came full speed ahead. Everything we learned about being together and slowing down, what did we do with that? And so we've started to live again, overwhelmed by the pace of life, feeling inadequate to meet all the challenges and get it all done. Sometimes I feel ready to fall apart. Are you with me? A lot of times I just feel ready to run away. And all I want to do is find some way, have some permission to catch my breath. Are you with me? Have you felt that way? So let me invite you right now. You're here. You've got nothing else to do. You're here. Simply breathe. Once again, as Pastor Melissa has shared with us, breathe in and breathe out. The gift from God. Breathe in life and breathe out. Nothing else to do, just breathe in and breathe out. Now, would you stand as we hear Jesus speak words of life? Please stand. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields. And as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And Jesus said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry? He and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for any but the priest to eat. And he also gave it to those who were with him." And Jesus said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. I hope you heard the word of God right there, because in God's word we find that Jesus tells us, he understands. He understands how life can drag you down. Relationships. Hobbies even. He understands how people in our lives can get it all wrong. And what we find here, at least at the Presbyterian Church, he finds that church can be a burden sometimes, that there are expectations and demands put on you, and that there are responsibilities and rules sometimes of how to be the church, and that can be exhausting. You all are bringing a new creation into being. You will find that at times exhausting. So Jesus understands that. Jesus understood it even in a world that took the commandments, the Ten Commandments, seriously. Remember Jesus' time. There were those Ten Commandments, and then the Pharisees and Sadducees, they broke it down to another 811, I think. You will be tested on those later. But if you broke one of the top 10, it was punishable by what? Death. This was a pretty big deal, folks. Jesus understood this, that in his world they were taking the Sabbath seriously, and yet they'd gotten it all wrong. Because the Sabbath had become just another way to steal your joy. Just another way that you needed to keep, I guess with the 10 and 811, do the math. And Jesus is saying, this isn't what it's all about. And so his words make us now joyfully sit up straight and listen. Because he says, the Sabbath was made for us, not us for the Sabbath. And that's good news. In the words of the angel, I bring you good news of great joy. And that great joy is the Sabbath is God's love for us. The Sabbath is God wanting the best for us. And for those of us who follow Jesus, even though we know that beginning story in Genesis all the way at the beginning, we need to see how that's going to play out in our lives. Because, well, once again, this is the review. God rested. And when God rested, he sat back and he said, it's good. And he calls us to be God-like and to intentionally find time. It may not be Sunday. Are we off today? No, it may not. You may have to find it. But you are to intentionally be still. And so God set out that commandment, not suggestion, not if you finished your list. He said, do this. There's a commandment that he gave the Hebrews, and he's commanded us as to be his people, a commandment to intentionally rest, to be still. Jesus even talked about what the Sabbath was all about, to be still, it's for us. And because it's for us, we can't let the world try to dictate it to us. We no longer have blue laws. Anybody remember blue laws? Right? And so you didn't have a choice to make. When you grew up, you didn't have a choice, did you? There were blue laws. Nothing was open, and your parents dragged you in your church clothes because you weren't allowed to play in those, right? And they dragged you to your grandparents if you had one, or you just had to sit around, right? Anybody with me there? We don't have that in this world anymore. We have to make the decision ourselves as God's people. And it's not just going to suddenly happen. There's not going to be suddenly that your work just says, yeah, you can have time off. There's not going to be times when suddenly at home there's no longer any chores to do or your hobbies, sports. Notice how sports do that now all the time. They've taken Sunday. I remember 30 years ago I would complain and say, you know, you're playing soccer on Sunday. And they said, well, Brent, we're not playing until 1 in the afternoon. Of course, we're playing in Charlottesville, 2 hours away, but, you know, it's sports, hobbies, home, friends, even church. They're all going to make demands. So you have to decide if God's command is greater than the other demands. Because God's command is for our benefit. The Sabbath was made for us, not us for the Sabbath. It's a gift God gives us to relax, to be be told to recharge and reflect. Not a punishment. I used to think it was a punishment. But it's more than a gift, more than a suggestion, more than another thing for our list. It actually makes the top five in God's commands to us. So if you are feeling like I do, a little worn out, a little overwhelmed on trying to get it all done, a little burdened by the responsibilities that, where do you go that you don't get responsibilities? If you're feeling overwhelmed with all of that and you want to take seriously this gift, you want to unwrap this gift, and that's what you have to do. Have you ever gotten a gift and not opened it? Or opened it and then put it on the shelf? You are not enjoying those things. Take those things out. Same thing with the Sabbath. It's a gift that you've been given. And if you're not sure what to do with those gifts, I'm going to give you some suggestions. And then I'm going to close things out. Stephen, am I on time? Steve doesn't know I'm on time.
No, I don't.
So, first thing. Whether it's a Sunday afternoon, because Sunday morning is still on the Sabbath, we want you to take time to gather if you can, and if you can't, to watch online, to celebrate the fact that we have a great God. Amen?
Amen.
And sometimes we need that reminder, so we gather together and we celebrate that, and we think about God's love and how it changes everything. So in the afternoon then, if you're looking, or another time, what about, and Melissa talks to me about this, and we do this all the time, making it media free. Ooh. What if you said no Facebook, no Twitter, no email? What if, no TV? What if you said, I don't need any of this other information. I'm just going to take a break and see what God says. So that's one thing. Go media free. Number two, what if you took a Sunday afternoon or a time and you said, not only am I going to be still, or I'm not going to fill my schedule, or I'm not going to have a big list, but I'm not going to do any chores. It'll be a chore-free zone. God did it. You don't think there was more to be done in this world? Look around. God said, you know what? It's time for Sabbath. Time to not fill it doing other things. So that's two. Media free, chore free. But what about then, and I heard some of you talking about this already, what if you spent it enjoying some of the blessings that God has given you, like being with friends and family face to face and just sharing, reconnecting, knowing that God is a great God and that we journey together. So just kind of slowing it down and visiting. Wasn't that what Sunday used to be? A time of visiting. You could do that again. Throwback. So we've put away the media and we've stopped doing chores and maybe we've taken some time to see some folks that we haven't had the time to see for a while because we filled up our schedules too. If it's nice weather like this, I want to say take a Sabbath and spend time outside if possible. Take a walk. Sit in the sun. Just be. Make Sunday a time to laugh. Anybody like to laugh? It's supposed to be the best medicine. The world, if one of the ways you can laugh is to put away all the other information because it's going to give you the darkness of the world, but laugh. It's good for your soul. It's a gift from God. If the weather's bad, who's got a favorite movie? You have a favorite funny movie that you can tell in public? Anybody?
Princess Bride.
You know, find one you've seen before. Just let it make you smile. I find the last two are the ones that are big on my list. So ways that you can keep the Sabbath, it might be a Sunday afternoon, it might be another time. Spend time alone. You ever get tired of being with people? Yes. People. people, our best friends, our family, people we work with, they will wear us out. What about just appreciating sitting quietly? You can take that time, you can read scripture if you want. You can keep a blessing journal. It's one of the things I do. What are all the good things in your life? But what if you just then decide it's not time to reconnect with anybody but God and yourself? And then number seven. You might want to write number seven down. It is the greatest. Find Sabbath by taking a nap. Amen? Permission to do nothing but close your eyes and know that God is God, whether you're taking a nap or not. Just feel the love of being alive, knowing that God's going to take care of things. In today's world, that Sabbath time may need to be other times, and it may need to be every day for a few moments. But it's a time that you give God your full attention. You reflect on God's love for you and how life is good. You give thanks that you're part of the journey. And remembering God is God, and guess who isn't? Look around. Look in the mirror. God is God and you're not. So I'm going to urge you, I'm going to invite you and urge you to find time this summer during our time of holy habits to enjoy the Sabbath. Find time to simply stop, to be still and bask in the Son of God. Bask in the Son of God, because God has a gift that God wants to give you. A gift to make you happy and healthy and holy. And it all stops by doing absolutely nothing. Amen? Amen.